We have a reason to rejoice. When the angel came to Joseph and told him not to worry, this baby isn't the baby of another man, but this child is the child of God. And Matthew comments, this was to fulfill the prophecy that when the prophet said, a virgin will conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. We rejoice today because God is with us. God is not some distant God who wound up the universe and then stood back to see what would happen, like a scientific experiment. But God came to be with us right where we are. And that is an important message of God to us in Jesus. Because at the time that Jesus was born, and if you read the oldest manuscripts that we have of the Old Testament, people were afraid to even speak the name of God or write the name of God. In the Old Testament writings, in the early manuscripts, there are just a couple of letters that indicate when they're speaking about God. We don't even know how that word was pronounced. But the message that God wanted to send us in this season by sending us Jesus is that, yes, God is great and powerful, but God is with us right where we are. God is with us and stays with us for the long run. Whatever happens, we are never alone. The Apostle Paul wrote beautifully, and he expressed it this way in the book of Romans, chapter 8. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So rejoice. Rejoice this morning because God is with us now and forever. So on this day, we have many reasons to rejoice. We rejoice because God is with us. We rejoice because Jesus has revealed to us that our God is a God, as was just read, a God of grace and truth. From God's fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but it is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known to us. In Jesus, we learn that our God is not only God with us, but is a God of grace. Now, that word grace is a hard one to understand sometimes, because the world tells us that you get what you earn. The world tells us that what goes around comes around. And that's exactly the opposite of grace. Grace is free. Grace is unconditional. Grace is given whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not. Grace is given whether you deserve it or not. Grace is the free, free gift of God's love. Love given first. Love even when it is not returned. And Jesus showed this unlimited, unreserved, unconditional grace in a dramatic way in his life. Again, the Apostle Paul wrote, God proved his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We rejoice today because God made the first move, because God loves us even when we turn away, because God loves us even when we deny that God even exists. We rejoice today because our God is a God of grace. And when we have made a mess of our lives, God reaches into that mess and forgives us and gives us a second and a third and a fourth chance. We rejoice because God has given us grace in Jesus. We rejoice this morning. You can rejoice this morning because you are forgiven, because you can start over, because you are included in the circle of God's love. You can rejoice this morning because God's grace is for you, and you are invited to just accept that grace as a gift. You are invited to live in that grace and then live it out to others. Spread it around. Share it. And finally, at the very beginning of the book of John, we hear these words. In the beginning was the Word, and that is another word for Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The scripture tells us that our God is a God of grace and truth in Jesus. And the truth is that the light is stronger than the darkness. The truth is that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. The forces of darkness did their worst in Jesus. And when he died on the cross, they thought they had won. But God raised him from the dead, and he lives forever. He lives to lead us through death to life. Evil and jealousy and hatred did its worst. But the truth is that love wins. Love is the light of the world. Love is the power that will not be overcome. So rejoice, people of God. God is with us. God is a God of grace. The light has overcome the darkness. Love conquers hate. Goodness wins because God wins. Amen.